Tuesday marks day 9 of a special session of the legislature where lawmakers are supposed to be working on a budget for the upcoming fiscal year that begins July 1st. But work hasn't started on that spending plan just yet, largely because the governor wants lawmakers to agree to a plan that increases revenue first. The bill to do that, though, has taken countless forms in both the House and Senate, and the newest version was discussed in a Senate committee Monday. Budget negotiations are continuing at the State House this week with less than 40 days until a possible government shutdown. Lawmakers must approve a budget by June 30th to keep government up and running into the new fiscal year. House delegates voted Friday in favor of their tax reform plan that would increase revenue by some $100 million next year. That bill focuses on broadening the sales tax by making new goods and services subject to the 6% rate. It would also exempt military retirement and some Social Security benefits from the personal income tax. The House bill was sent to the Senate Monday, where the Senate's Select Committee on Tax Reform is already taking action to make that bill look like the Senate's previously approved tax reform plan.
The House threw a wrench into things a little bit, I don't think entirely responsibly, because I think what they really were attempting to do is to throw a wrench in the whole process.
That's Robert Carnes. He chairs the Senate Select Committee on Tax Reform. Monday, his committee voted to alter the House bill. The committee's plan creates three new income tax brackets and lowers the overall tax rates of each bracket by 15% compared to current tax rates. It also sets economic benchmarks for the income tax's eventual repeal. It takes a note from the House's bill and includes new income tax exemptions for military retirement and Social Security pay for people who make under $75,000 a year. But Carnes says in order to grant those exemptions, the Senate chose to raise the sales tax from its current 6% to 7.25%.
It's something we're certainly interested in, but you have to pay for this kind of stuff. And I'm not sure the House is totally aware of that, but the only way you pay for it is you have to levy an additional tax somewhere else.
The Tax Reform Committee's bill includes other provisions as well, like the governor's tiered severance tax for coal, and would result in an estimated $300 to $330 million in additional revenue for the 2018 fiscal year. Once the personal income tax reductions kick in January of next year, though, the Senate plan starts to result in larger budget deficits. Carnes, like many other Republican members of the Senate, says those holes will be filled by economic growth that will result from the changes in the tax code.
Look, we know that what we're doing doesn't grow an economy. In fact, it has quite the opposite effect because West Virginia has the worst economy in the country. So what we're doing clearly is a bad idea, and it's time to try something different to see if we can't get some growth happening.
Still, members of both parties in the House and Democrats in the Senate say the Senate plan is not the way to go. None of the Democratic members of the Tax Reform Committee voted for the changes Monday. And last week, Armstead said the House vote should send a clear message to the Senate to move past its income tax changes. But Carnes says Senate Republicans aren't budging.
If the House Republicans have gotten teetotally on board with the House Democrats and the Senate Democrats, that what you really have is a Democrat bill that the House Republicans have capitulated and signed on to.
Carnes says the House plan is purely a tax increase, and Senate Republicans are not interested in raising taxes without some kind of reform. Members of the House return to Charleston Tuesday afternoon. The Senate Finance Committee will likely meet Tuesday as well to discuss the tax reform bill further. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.